Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, by golly.
Well, here was our assignment over the weekend. Often I am listening when the song is over. When asked by a monk how to enter the path to enlightenment, the master responded, "Do you hear the murmuring of that mountain stream?" When the monk replied in the affirmative, the master said, "Enter the way of Zen from there." We talk often of listening for the guidance of the still small voice, listening to the heart, being here, present, and attending. When we're truly listening, is the song ever over? Today, regularly turn attention away from the incessant yammering in the head so you can listen to this here now. Record and listen. And on the 23rd, all that is the result of what we have thought. Is the Buddha implying that there isn't a what is other than the what is created by my thoughts? Or is he saying that the what is the result of all that we all have thought? As we consider this, the question arises, does it matter? Whether there is or there isn't a larger is than what I think there is, how would I ever know? This brings us beautifully to the direct experience of Zen. Perhaps what the Buddha is offering is not an encouragement to attempt to figure out thinking thoughts and their role in what is, but rather to point us in the direction of letting go thought. Today, every time it drops in for you to do so, turn attention to the gap between thoughts and enjoy the refuge that is the what is of this here now. And then yesterday, what a wonderful life I've had. I only wish I'd realized it sooner. How many of us can relate to that? What if we'd known all along that everything is fine, there's nothing wrong, this is not a contest, judgment is bogus, and as we pay attention, life just gets better and better and better? What if all those minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, yes, even years that we have wasted in agonizing relationship with self-hating voices would have been ours to enjoy? What if we get that right now? What if we apply all the wisdom we've gleaned from living thus far and free ourselves to spend the rest of our days in wide-eyed, open-hearted, awe-filled gratitude for the glorious adventure that is life? What if? Today, let yourself realize what you know to be true about life and let gratitude replace regret.
Wow.
Wow.
Big weekend.
Big weekend.
I wonder what people saw.
All right, here we go. Here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Merry Christmas. It's Ota here.
Hey, it's Ota. Merry Christmas to you.
Do you know what I'm doing?
What's that?
You can't know. I'm going to tell you. I'm packing because in the evening I'm flying there.
That's right. And we will get to see you very soon.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Wait. Don't forget to pack winter clothes.
Yeah, I'm taking out all my winter clothes, checking the weather forecast in Menlo Park.
Uh-huh.
My mom is calling, telling
good.
Me, oh my God, you're going to be cold. Like, there is big involvement. Yes, yes. So, about the assignment, the last one, you know, the one of being grateful for what we have, no? You know, I wanted to share something that I discovered through practice, and that I tried to apply this year with Project Joy, and it was like, wow, like, it was twofold about my parents being alive and without being so lucky to have the chance to connect with you and Sangha, no? And it was like, wow, it's so beautiful, and I'm so grateful and so blessed that no matter what I'm doing, if my parents call, I'm going to reply. And no matter what I'm doing, at 12, I'm going to be on the queue, you know? Because it's such an invaluable thing, and one would take it for granted, while it's just unspeakable how fantastic it is, you know? And so,
yes.
This is what
yes.
I thought.
That is truly wonderful, isn't it? To realize now that I don't want to miss a moment of opportunity to love. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You could be doing anything, and when your parents call, you're going to answer the phone because this is your opportunity to love. And in that way, gratitude really does replace regret, doesn't it?
It is, because it's a form of gratitude that has nothing to do with feeling guilty. And it took so much to learn this, because I, like most people, I used to associate the two and pass from gratitude to guilt, pam pam, right away. This way is kind of an active gratitude, you know?
Oh, very beautifully phrased, yes. And the one that I saw when you said that is from love to guilt, right? How quickly people are trained to move just from a feeling of love to, yeah, but you haven't or you didn't or, but you never.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that active gratitude, that is beautiful phrasing. Active gratitude. No, we're going to focus on love, on kindness, on gratitude right now, and it's not going to lead us anywhere except to love, to kindness, and to gratitude. That's it.
Exactly, and there is no time to waste in anything else, you know.
That's
oh,
it.
Oh,
no
Sherry, there
waste.
Are no words to thank you. Really.
Well, I can't wait to see you. So get packed, travel safely, and see you soon.
Thank you so much. And thank you to everyone. Gotcha.
Thank you, Isota. Gotcha.
Thank you, Isota. The thing that dropped in for me, Sherry, is how much that point that you were making about how much ego replaces love with obligation, which is why it's associated to guilt. I should practice, or I should be grateful to my parents, or I should respond to my parents, as opposed to, I really want to. I'm doing this out of love. And that transforms the guilt to gratitude to love.
Mm-hmm. Because it's the way to love, right?
Yes.
It's the practice that shows us the path to loving all the time.
Yes.
You know, I when in this conversation, I think about I don't actually watch television in a way that gives me access to commercials. So the commercials that I think of are from way back, and they're the kind of Hallmark card, you know. Everybody's coming home for Christmas, and it's snowing, and people are so happy, and all of this. And, of course, with practice, with Sangha, we realize it doesn't always go that way. But that's still the myth, kind of the myth, the cultural myth of this is the way it is, and this is the way it should be. And if you don't feel that way, then there really is something wrong with you, which, again, is a quick trip to guilt. But what I realized for myself is the New Year's retreat is that experience
for me. I was just going to say that. Yeah.
And it is always without disappointment. You know, it's like people are coming from all over to gather at this place, to be together for this retreat, and it is so exciting, it's so thrilling, and there aren't the dynamics because we have the privileged environment.
Yes.
We don't do the family thing together. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, exactly the same thing, that our celebration is the New Year's retreat. And to me, it's the depth of those gashos when everybody sees each other. It's like you cannot contain the energy in the bodies when you just fall over and go, I'm so glad to see you, without saying it.
Right. Not a word is spoken, and the energy just boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. So hopefully everybody on this call who is not coming to this New Year's retreat, put it on your calendar for next year, please, because you don't want to miss the big boom, 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 boom holiday.
Yes, and the good news is that we'll be broadcasting Project Joy right throughout.
That's exactly right. Oh, thank you for saying that. I don't know. Some people seem to have the idea that I don't know when they thought we were quitting, but we're not.
Not till the 19th of January.
19th of January, yeah. So right into the new year, we're going to end one year the way we want to start the next year, together, practicing. All
okay,
right.
Okay, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I don't know if you heard that. I stepped away from my computer, and it clicked on me, and I ran. I almost fell over.
So. we were with you every near miss of the way. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. You know, it's funny. I know the recommendation is to always put yourself in the queue, but I don't always do that. And I was thinking, well, I'm not going to do that today. And then I really felt compelled to do it. So here I am.
Good.
So
good.
I consider that a good thing, right?
That's a very good thing. There was that intuition, and you followed it. We will simply, absolutely never go wrong if that is our practice.
Yes. I love learning that and practicing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really have much to say other than, I just always think of the monastery at Christmas time. At least now I do, anyway, because I was there last Christmas, and it was just, it's just wonderful. And what I was thinking about, actually, is that, so my little conditioning was coming in and saying, like, oh, I wish I was there. And then I remembered that I'm having my Christmas dinner with family friends, actually friends of my mother's friends, and that and it's a couple, and she had went out of her way to say, oh, we're looking forward to seeing you on Christmas Day. She like basically told me that twice over a 2-week period, and I'm so grateful that I can have a chance not just to go somewhere, but actually to, like, someone enjoys my company, so I get the chance to provide company to someone who enjoys it, if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes complete sense. Yes, it's the giving and receiving that are one.
Yeah, yeah. So as soon as I thought of that, I thought, well, this is a great opportunity for me. This is like, I don't want to miss this opportunity. So then I,
that's right.
You know.
Yes, and what the voices would do is have us miss one opportunity, longing for another. Oh,
yes.
I wish I were at the monastery. And so I miss being where I am with that longing. And again, we're conditioned to think that's a good thing. You know, that I love it there so much. I love those people so much. Yeah, okay, that's wonderful. And those people love you and wish you were there too. And you need to be where you are, right? We need to be where we are in the love that is where we are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
all right, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go on.
No, I was going to ask you something, but go ahead.
Well, the only other thing was that one of the assignments was about the gratefulness, and I actually hadn't read it yet, but I woke up this morning, and I'm like, oh, it's Christmas Day, and I realize all the people in the past year that have done amazing things for me. And I was thinking, oh, that would be a great thing to do, send every person who I'm grateful for a text message to end off my year.
Yes.
And that would be a lot of people. And
Isn't that great to realize?
Yeah.
That's a long list of people.
Yeah, it'll be great. Well, I haven't done it because it's a lot of people. It'll be a little bit of a project, but not one that I was like, what a great thing to do to send to someone. So just let them know that whether you know it or not, you made a big impact on my year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all want that, don't we? We all need that. We all need to offer that, and we all need to receive it.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy this day.
Thank you. I will. Everyone else, too, and everyone at the monastery. Hello. Woo!
You're with us in spirit.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right. And thanks, Rob. You know, the other wonderful thing that I'm grateful for, Sherry, is no matter where we are, love is there.
Yes.
You know, it's just to get to that place of it doesn't matter where I am or who I'm with, here is where the love is.
Yes, and we have a growing sense that of what an illusion time and space are. That it's only in ego's world that we're ever separate.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
We're just not. I mean, here we are in these conversations. Now we've had conversations with people for us on the other side of the world, on the other side of the country, and we are just as connected as if we were all in the same room together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Aloha and mele kalikimaka. This is Laura from Hawaii.
Well, aloha, and thank you for that. I'd say that back to you if I thought I had a prayer, but we'll just say, and to you.
I can't tell you how many years it took me to learn that.
That's like go happy. When you sent that to me, I thought, oh, no, I just got to stick with go happy.
So I love all the quotes, and I just I read them and I listen to them, and I think I could spend the rest of my life with this focus, and I would never plumb the depths of it.
Yes. With any one of them.
With any one of them, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm overflowing with gratitude. And yesterday's quote, the one about we've always been okay, we will always be okay.
Oh, yeah. It's always been fine. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes. And an opportunity to drop the regret or an encouragement to drop the regret. And I've been practicing with that for a long time without even recognizing without putting it together with that teaching. And I just love it. When I'm being invited to move into a place of, conditioned responses or karma, the mantra that I love is so far, so good. I've made it this far. I've always had everything I needed. What's likely to change? Nothing.
Right. Nothing. Nothing. And when we pair that with the realization that, as you said, we can pick anything. And if we really focused on it and stayed with it, in a lifetime, there's a good chance we would not plumb the depths of it. And so if we realize that wherever I am is a perfect step on the path to here, then we can't go wrong. And we get out of that conversation about, I wish it were different, or I like this, but that's too hard, or I don't really like, or I don't feel like that. You know, we just can drop that because this is all for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's and it's wonderful that it's all gift. For me. It's a big gift, and it's all for me, and it's all for you, and it's all for everyone. So nobody's left out. You know, we don't have to worry about being selfish in that way, we want everybody to be selfish. We want everybody to realize, yes, in fact, in truth, not the ego, but authenticity in every form is the center of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And to celebrate that as such.
Yeah.
It's just so good, I hardly stand it. Uh-huh.
I was just going to say, it leaves me speechless, but I guess I didn't need to say that. I could have just been speechless.
Well, but then I would have wondered what you were doing and if we lost you, and then, you know, so it's good. It's good to affirm, oh, I'm speechless. Well, I guess not.
All right.
Well, thank you so much. Mahalo.
Thank you so
and,
much.
And have a lovely, lovely day. Uh-huh.
Hele, okay, I'm going to try and say go happy here. Hele hauoli.
Thank you.
And mahalo.
And mahalo.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks, Laura. Jerry, we have, I think, time for another caller, so here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Ladima in Indiana.
Well, hello.
Hi. I wasn't even planning on calling in today, but it so happened that I was in transit between two family gatherings, and my reminder popped up on the phone, so I thought, what the heck, I'll call in, and what the heck, I'll even put
and
myself
here
in the queue, so Merry
and
Christmas.
What the heck, here you are.
And what the heck, here I am, so yeah.
Good.
Gosh, just want to have enormous gratitude for being with Sangha on Christmas Day, not something I normally am able to do or have had available to me in the past, so just really grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
And
there
have,
we are, in your family gatherings with you. Uh-huh, go
yes,
ahead.
In between, right. Right, and I have a big workshop coming up ahead of me in my job. Probably in the next 3 to 4 weeks, I'm going to be busier than I will be any time all year coming in. I'm
apprehensive.
I don't want to say overwhelmed. I'm a little apprehensive going into it, but I'm trying to think of it as like, this will be a great opportunity to do working meditation and
yes,
to use this call as part of my working meditation for staying really focused. And, you know, I've talked about procrastination on the call before and how I struggle with that. And that's, you know, conditioning just really uses that one to create lots and lots of suffering. And so, anyway, I've got...
Well, may I give you a little, you know, what I never do, give you a little advice? Oh, let's call it encouragement. Okay.
Okay.
The voices, as you know, will try to talk you out of practice because
yes,
that will give you more time to work.
Yes, exactly.
And what we know, and over the years, what many, many, many people have proved to themselves, is that keeping a focus on practice, on being present, makes a person more effective and efficient and productive and all of those things that ego claims it wants you to be, but then is just working overtime to make sure you're not. So my encouragement would be to avail yourself of as many of the practice supports as you possibly can. Get a reflective listening buddy. Stay with us for as long as Project Joy goes on through this busy time, and come up with whatever else. Get a coach, get a recording and listening trainer, and spread them out during the week so that, because
mm-hmm,
this is the secret to my spiritual success, okay, is always having something that you're required to show up for. Not an
right,
optional, well, maybe I'll call in, maybe I'll get in the queue, because you can get talked out of that. But the kind of thing that, no, I've committed to be there at this time, it will change everything for you.
Okay.
I promise. Money back guarantee on all of it if at the end of it you don't say, wow, I came through that in a way that I would never have believed possible.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely okay. What I want to be able to say at the end. When it's
yes,
done.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Yeah.
And what we need is constant support. We do.
Yeah.
Somebody was just talking about this somewhere. You know, those voices that say, well, you should be able to do this on your own. Well, no, you shouldn't. Nobody ever has.
Right.
So the odds are good that you're not or I'm not going to be the first one to achieve that. So
right.
We definitely need each other.
Right. And, you know,
yeah.
Really wonderfully, yes. Yeah, okay. I hear you. And I've been thinking those thoughts, and conditioning has tried to tell me, oh, you don't need to do that. So,
Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
Yes, I do,
uh-huh.
Actually. I do, because I really want to
yeah.
be successful. And successful
exactly.
people
right.
take advantage of all the supports they can get.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
And
you'll let us know.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thanks. I will. I'll give
was there more?
A report later. Oh, well, I just wanted to say I'm really fortunate to work for a company that has these, that recently there's been a group that's formed in the last year and a half that has done even some studies. It's a mindfulness group. And so who is encouraging these very kinds of things, like taking time for meditation daily, how much more focused it helps you be at work. And
that's right,
they've even
which
done
is
some
great.
Informal studies on it. So, yeah.
Yes, which is great. But what they lack that you have, what they don't have yet, that you have, and hopefully they will at some point, is a process, a practice for doing that.
That's true.
Because
mm-hmm. That's
everybody
right.
knows that, right, you know meditating every day, and then the voices come in and say, but you don't have time for that. Yeah, it'd be great, but you don't have time for that. And people don't do it. So as you become more adept at the avoiding procrastination through practice, you can introduce that at your work, and they'll be very
right.
happy to have those tips.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Yes, that'd be great. Okay,
good.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ladima. Merry Christmas. Okay. Enjoy the rest of the family.
I will. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Ladima. Sherry, as a Christmas gift, shall I bring on one last caller?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great. Hi. Virginia here.
Hey, Virginia.
Hi. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Are you packing, too?
Yes, I'm doing laundry and packing. yes. Well, I just appreciate everything everyone has shared. I mean, it's been a beautiful call this morning, and also the tips that you share and Ashwini shares, and also that other callers share, and that their commitments, like the two-handed recording commitment for twice a day for 30 days, I'm really on that now, and it's I'm enjoying it. But anyway, that's all I'm going to say now, that I just, if we didn't have, I mean, this is so helpful to share. It's just inspiring to me. It's really, really, really inspiring what everybody
well,
shares.
Well, and yes, and it speaks to what we were just talking about with Ladima, right? We've heard that so much with Project Joy this year, that it's the constant being together. Even though the voices talk people out of calling in or talk people out of being in the queue, it's the consistency of us being together. Because even if, well, I don't have the luxury, actually, of getting bamboozled and wandering off for a couple of weeks. But say if I did, I know everybody else is there. You know, everybody else is calling in. Everybody else is putting themselves in the queue. Not everybody, obviously, but a lot of people. And so I know that when I come back to that place of, oh, right, I can join in again. And that is so powerful because, as you say, it's everybody bringing what they bring to this that makes it such a delicious meal.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, Sherry. And I'm just going to give you a real shorty because I know we're close on time here, that I listened this morning to, I had recorded your blog on conscious compassionate action. And Yeah, well, I just want to say this. I don't want to say too much about content, but basically in my family now, you know, my mom is still here, and she's, like, really old now. Like, she's 98 years old. And
that's really old.
I know. She's really old. She's doing, in general, really good. And
great.
Yeah, and I'm doing really good. I mean, we're doing really good together. Like, I, yeah, it's like that working
you,
with her.
You've practiced a lot to get to the point where you can say that. I happen to know that. Yes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And, like our relationship got healed during that time when I wrote her the letter and stuff and talked to her. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, and I just want to say I have four siblings, and
you don't share a political perspective?
Well, with one we do, but it's more like just how conditioning, you know, how conditioning hates us, you know, hates people and tries to make them
mm-hmm.
suffer. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know how much to say. I just want to say that it's been a little, it's hard sometimes dealing with my siblings, but and I'm trying to remember that that's not who they are. That's not who they really are at all.
Yeah.
It's conditioning coming
yes.
through them. And this morning I heard on the, when I listened to the recording of the blog, that I heard that you're asking us to not turn away from things, and that's my tendency would be like to say, okay, I'm done with this. There's no harmony here. I got to get out of here, you know. And
mm-hmm.
Because it has to do with things with my mom and just all kinds of communication yeah. stuff. And my tendency would be to say, no, I'm going to put my head in the sand around this.
Mm-hmm.
That's, so I just wanted to tell you that I was listening this morning and I heard that and I was like, uh-oh, you know.
got to participate.
Right. Exactly. And I am not sure what that looks like right now. But
Well, I'll tell you. Oh, excuse me. Got all choked up. What it looks like is
yeah.
your best opportunity to use all of the facilitation skills that you have worked hard to become proficient at. You get to use those in this situation, and only that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. You have all the tools. You could just imagine that these people are clients.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. So just picture they're total strangers with
yeah,
whom you have no history. And you're
yeah.
going to you're simply going to be a facilitator for them as they do whatever it is that they do, say whatever it is that they say.
Okay.
And then you're going to let us know how it goes. And you're going to have the next week or whatever we've got together to practice that.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you, Sherry. I feel like I need practice, and the facilitations, practicing those facilitation skills. I mean, that's a great idea. I'm up for that. So I'm looking forward to this next week.
And one other connection, Virginia,
yeah.
with the two-handed recording,
yes.
you are getting to practice them, right?
Yes, good point. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay,
all right.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank
Travel
you
safely, please.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Virginia. You know, Sherry, the thing that jumps out for me in that blog that you wrote and that what Virginia was pointing at, that the way conditioning would say it is avoid the situation or go into it from an ego place. And facilitation or participation, the only thing it requires us to do is to be present. That
yeah.
in presence, through presence, we can offer something that is a different alternative. It does not mean that we have to get into it the way conditioning would ask us to react to the situation.
Yes.
Participation
yeah.
is pure presence, and in engagement is involvement.
Yes, and in that way, we're the first to benefit.
Yes.
Right? If it's
yeah.
good for somebody else, we're just delighted, but we're the ones who get to stay in love and harmony and kindness and gratitude and all those things we so love.
Yes, exactly
yeah.
so. Yeah, and I love that facilitation. You know, we've been looking at it all year with all of our facilitators. It's the best way to get ego out of the way.
Yes. Yeah. It really is. It lets us, it proves to us, it lets us prove to ourselves that we are what we're seeking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It gives us an experience of authenticity that we're always searching for.
an experience of what we're seeking, of what we are looking to be. And to me, that last piece is, that was so brilliant, is it's an active way of embodying that. You know, we often say, okay, well, what presence is being here? But when we facilitate, we're actually in the situation embodying the presence through that skill.
Yes. Yeah.
It's an action. It's a conscious, compassionate action.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exciting. It's thrilling.
Very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, we must away.
Right.
Is that true? So
yes,
Merry Christmas to you and to all
yes.
a good day.
Well, and I do have to read the assignment.
Oh, that's true. Good point.
From a certain point onward, there is no longer any turning back. That is the point that must be reached. If you're reading this quote, if you're participating in Project Joy, you have definitely gone far past that point. What does this mean for us in the day-to-day of life? It means we can drop any and all conversations in conditioned mind about what's wrong, what's missing, what should be different, procrastination, complaining, resisting, and avoiding. The list of what we're dropping could be a lot longer, but we all get the point. There's no turning back. We get to admit that we're all in, and we get to pick up the pace with a song in the heart. Today, make some recordings that affirm for you what you know to be true. You're not going to stop paying attention and turn your life over to ego unconsciousness. Record and listen what you see about your choices, given that clarity.
Woo!
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Go happy.
Go happy. Good Lord willing, talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, take care, Sherry. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.